With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are both speeding toward the finish line ahead of Election Day. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from his Blue Wall States tour.
In the final hours of this 2024 campaign, both presidential candidates are making their final stump speeches as they visit toss-up battleground states. Harris is spending all day here in Pennsylvania, from Pittsburgh in the west to Philadelphia in the east. Trump has four rallies in three states on his schedule. Before closing out in Michigan, he'll stop twice in Pennsylvania, including here in the Pittsburgh area. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Allegheny County, Pennsylvania.
Control of the Senate in the 119th Congress will come down to which party can flip the most seats in tomorrow's election, Bob Agnew reports.
In a year when Senate Democrats have 23 seats in play to the Republicans' 11, the GOP is expected to use that advantage to reclaim the majority, something they would need only one new seat to accomplish if Donald Trump wins the White House, two seats if Kamala Harris should prevail. Those flip seats are next to certain this year in West Virginia and Montana. Republicans also hope to pad their new majority with tight races in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Polls show Democrat attempts to flip Republican seats in Texas, Florida, and Nebraska will likely come up short. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Supreme Court is taking up a new redistricting case involving Louisiana's congressional map with two mostly black districts. The court said Monday it'll review the case, but it won't hear arguments until early next year. This year's elections are proceeding under the challenged map, which could boost Democrats' chances of retaking the closely divided House of Representatives. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 257 points, the NASDAQ dropped 59. This is SRN News. Los Angeles has a special place for transgender people to vote.
The city has established a polling place that will only be open to individuals who are living as the opposite sex. LGBT activists and LA officials say transgender people need a place where they will feel, quote, safe while voting. Ordinarily, Americans have to vote at their assigned precinct, but in California, there are also general polling places where people can cast their ballots outside of their immediate locality. Election Day is Tuesday. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates are issuing a warning about Missouri's abortion amendment. That measure would bar the government from infringing on a person's fundamental right to reproductive freedom. Pro-lifers say that language would allow children to get abortions and sex change operations without parental involvement. In addition to Missouri, voters are considering constitutional abortion amendments in eight other states. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted ahead of a momentous week full of potential flashpoints while oil prices climbed and treasury yields dropped. The S&P 500 dropped 0.3%, even though the majority of stocks within the index rose. The Dow fell 0.6%, and the NASDAQ composite lost 0.3%. Beyond Election Day in the United States on Tuesday, the Federal Reserve will also be meeting on interest rates later this week. Investors are also hoping the Chinese government may announce a stimulus for the world's second largest economy. The Dow was down 257 points today to finish at 41,794. The NASDAQ lost 69 to 19,963. The S&P 500 dropped 16 points to 5,750. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.